This is the Year of Prayer podcast from the Christian Heritage Center at Stonyhurst. Join us as we explore the depths of the church's tradition and reflect on the nature of prayer throughout 2024, designated by the Holy Father as a year of prayer. Collects and liturgical prayer. The four parts of prayer can be seen not only in the Lord's Prayer, as we saw in the previous reflection, but also throughout the Church's liturgy. Indeed, St. Thomas Aquinas himself noted how we may notice these many things in many of the Church's collects. The collect of the Mass, often called the opening prayer, is considered the principal prayer for the Mass of the day, and is even repeated throughout the Divine Office or Liturgy of the Hours of the same day. The prayer over the gifts and the post-communion prayers are also prayers which are modeled on the collect. The collects of the Roman Rite, many of which are of ancient origin, follow a certain polished structural and rhetorical pattern that is characteristic of Christian Latin, and this structure manifests the four parts of prayer. To illustrate, St. Thomas uses the example of the collect for Trinity Sunday. Almighty sempiternal God, you who in the confession of the true faith granted to your servants to know the glory of the eternal Trinity, grant, we pray, that in the same firmness of faith we may always be protected from our enemies. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God forever and ever. Amen. Let's break this down according to the four parts of prayer. Oration. Almighty sempiternal God. Here the priest cries out to God the Father. Thanksgiving. You who in the confession of the true faith granted to your servants to know the glory of the eternal Trinity. The past deeds of God are recalled. Petition. Grant, we pray, that we may always be protected. A specific request is made to the Father. And finally, intercession through our Lord Jesus Christ, and so on. Our prayer is both Trinitarian and Christological, invoking all three persons, but principally addressing the Father through the intercession of the Eternal Son. This same structure is seen in so many prayers which use the basic structure of the Roman Collect. See, for example, the prayer before meals. Bless us, petition, O Lord, oration, and these thy gifts which we are about to receive from thy bounty, thanksgiving, through Christ our Lord, intercession. Let's use another example, the post-communion prayer of the fourth Sunday of Advent, which is also used on the Feast of the Annunciation and at the end of the Angelus. Pour forth, we beseech thee, petition, O Lord, oration, thy grace into our hearts, that we to whom the incarnation of Christ thy Son was made known by the message of an angel, thanksgiving, may by his passion and cross be brought to the glory of the resurrection, more specific petition, through Christ our Lord, intercession. Whenever the priest prays the collects on our behalf at Mass, let us listen with attention, uniting ourselves with the priest's words as he collects or gathers our oration, thanksgiving, petition, and intercession at the altar of God. In the next reflection, we will look at another form of the liturgy, the Divine Office, or Liturgy of the Hours. Thank you for listening to the Year of Prayer podcast from the CHC at Stonyhurst. Please visit our Year of Prayer webpage at christianheritagecenter.com/year-of-prayer, where you can access all our Year of Prayer material and also subscribe to our Year of Prayer email list. The music heard on this podcast is Sacerdotes Domini by Giovanni Pierluigi da Palestrina, performed by Harry Christopher's 16 in the album Palestrina, Volume 8.